Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, it's time to talk Furman Paladins football, as we do every Thursday at this time, with Clay Hendricks, the head football coach of the Furman Paladins. A tough loss for the Furman Paladins over the weekend. Two really good teams in a row playing Mercer, and then on Saturday at Chattanooga. Coach, I know it's a tough one, 45-28, where you guys scored 28 points 2 weeks in a row and still came out on the wrong side of things. In your mind, off of these last 2 weeks, is it mainly defense that you guys need to improve on if you want to, possibly end the season on a high note? Is it just the defense right now in your mind?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we played really poorly defensively, I thought, Saturday. Maybe as poorly as we played in the game since I've been here. But, man, we left a lot of points out there, too, and it's funny how the game flipped. We threw a pick six, you know, so they get credited with that one. You know, we had the ball inside the five before the half, ended up getting a field goal block. So, I don't know. I think it's just a – you know, there's plenty of blame to go around, starting with me. You know, we just got to do a better job, just playing a complete football game. Thought we played really solid in special teams. I mean, we were maybe playing as well as we played offensively in the first half, and then, we throw a pick six to start the second half. And, and then things just, I don't know, we let a couple of plays kind of make a big change in the game. We gave up a couple of explosive plays, and which has kind of been the story of the year for us. That and some turnovers. We ended up with three turnovers, 3-0, which is hard to beat anybody, when you do that.
Coach, 28 points in a loss. You still did a couple of things right in that ball game. What do you point to that, even though the outcome wasn't the way that you wanted it to be, ended up, being solid positives that you could take into the locker room after the game?
Well, there are a lot of positives. I mean, we've had the ball, those two games, you think we scored 28 points in the two games each, but we only had the ball for 21 minutes in each game. So it's been, defensively it's been, the inability to get off the field on third down. And again, the explosives. But we did a bunch of good things, offensively. And I've said it all year, we've played 10 football games, and I really felt like until this past Saturday, I think really both sides of the ball, we had done some really good things in about every game. But, you're still looking for that complete football game.
Yeah.
And, I felt really solid. We had a 75-yard kick return. We had another big kick return that set up some points. A lot of good things there. But, that's why you play 60 minutes. You got to be able to play at a high level, for four quarters. And, our guys are continuing to, I think, do the things that we need to do. We talked about preparation. We need to have a great week of prep, and I think we have this week. But at the end of the day, you got there for 3 hours on Saturday, and that's when you have to be able to go put it together. And so that's kind of what our goal's got to be.
Talking to Clay Hendricks, he's the head football coach of the Furman Paladins, joins us every Thursday at this time. Coach, you talked about defense there, improving on defense. When you look at that second quarter, from what Chattanooga did, a 25-yard touchdown, a 66-yard touchdown, and a 47-yard touchdown, the explosive, the big plays, how do you get better on that? As a defensive guy, when you start fine-tuning this defense and talking with your staff and players about what you want to do to get better, does that come from generating pass rush up front, or where does it start when you talk about eliminating the big plays?
Well, I think it – I don't know. I think each week's a little bit different. You know, we gave up – you know, we had a ball thrown over our head, which shouldn't happen. We got run by, and then, you know, another one was probably a 20-25-yard completion. It should have been a – really, they were going to complete it. It should have been a pretty easy tackle, get the guy on the ground, and, you know, and it turned into a big play. So, it comes back to playing great fundamentals and – you know, we got to tackle well, you know, so I just think it goes back to doing fundamental things that you do well. And, you know, I think there's times where in the secondary, you know, where there's times where we're playing too much off coverage and you know, and our eyes aren't where they need to be. And, you know, we bite on something that we shouldn't bite on. And, you know, and I think a lot of that certainly starts with pass rush. You know, certainly Joshua Stone King's had a heck of a year. You know, he still leads the country in sacks, but I'll guarantee you he's getting double teamed on every play, which should create opportunities for other guys, and we're just not winning enough of those one-on-ones when we get those opportunities.
Coach, how do you keep Trey heading the game? I mean, he threw for nearly 300 yards. That's a pretty big game for any quarterback, and you said it there. He had a couple of picks, and that kind of hurt you in a big way. But, you know, what's your coaching philosophy with Trey? You know, a lot of coaches, they say some players you can grab them by the face mask and yell in their face, and that lights them up. Others, you got to put your arm around them. So what's the strategy there to keep Trey in it?
Well, I agree with that to an extent. I think each guy's a little different. Is when you were a position coach, you kind of learned kind of how to handle each guy. I think the quarterback position is a little bit different. The one pick was not his fault. The one pick should have been not an easy catch, but it should have been a catch. And a guy goes up with one hand and tips it to one of their guys. So, you know, again, he gets credited with that one. And that really was not him. He really threw a pretty good ball. The first one, you just didn't see the guy on a little screen, we thought was a little safe call. You know, I just think we just got to continue to, just continue to do what we do. I do think this. I do think passing yards, you know, I'm an old offensive line coach, and I do think passing yards are a little bit of an overrated number out there somewhere. You know, in fact, I've even with our guys, you know, Trey's done a pretty good job in that area all year. You know, Evan James, a freshman's got 50 catches and has had a great year. And, you know, I think if he had missed three games, he'd have over 1,000 yards now. So, you know, that's great. We need to run the football better. In fact, I went back and did a little history search this week. I think it was the top maybe 25 games in Furman history passing yards. I think we're 7-18 in those 25 games. So it's a little bit. You've heard that old saying about, you know, statistics are for losers, but you know, yeah, so certain things matter. To be a championship football team, you got to be really good in both areas. You got to be balanced. We need to run the ball better. And I think the thing that's just been killing us is just the turnover margin. You know, I think the first five games we were 4-1. We had committed 6 turnovers and we got 8. In the last 5 games, we've committed 12 and gotten 2. So that was not real hard to figure out. And I think of our 18 turnovers, 14 of them came in 4 games.
Well,
and I'll let you figure out which games those were. You know, so I mean, it's sometimes people make plays to get a turnover, and sometimes they don't. You know, and I just at the end of the day, I think that turnover margin's, you know, one of the biggest stats there are, and then your ability to run and stop the run, and I think it starts there, but you got to do other things well too.
Well, Coach, if you want to go in on a change.org petition to somehow change statistics and take away tipped balls from quarterback interceptions, I'm all in with you. If it was up to you, how would you maybe discern what a quarterback caused interception versus a not quarterback caused interception would be? How would you look at that?
Unfortunately, I don't think the coaches would get to make that decision if somebody sitting up in a box who doesn't do it for a living. So I don't know, you know, but it's like everything else. It's like sacks, you know. The offensive linemen always get the credit for the sacks. Well, there's only five of those guys, and there's 11 guys on defense, you know, and sometimes the quarterback holds the ball, sometimes he should have thrown it away, sometimes the back didn't do what he's supposed to. You know, there's just kind of all kinds of factors that figure in, you know. And so, I mean, obviously our guy, we tell him when, you know, if you couldn't fault him on the last one. Really threw a really good ball. You're talking about a 30-yard seamer out, and he makes a really good throw. And again, kid goes up with one hand instead of two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Tips it right to one of their guys. So I think each case getting a little bit different. Just, again, let's get back to controlling what we can control. It's easy to sit here and say we got to make better decisions with the football. The defensive tackle intercepted the one that he ran back. And I don't know. I think he saw he couldn't get – I'm not sure he even recognized the screen as much as he just kind of peeled off from the rush. And Trey just never saw him. So – yeah, that stuff happens, you know, and even then we got to be able to bounce back from that, you know, and because at that point it's still it was a 7-point game, and again, we just got to keep working to get better.
Coach, when you look at the areas that this team needs to get better that you just talked about, I look at a lot of these games this year, and while the score looks lopsided, I mean, 45-28, I mean, this is a fourth quarter game where Chattanooga on Saturday gets a couple of scores. You guys not able to get on the board. It feels like a lot of these games this year have been decided, either won or lost in the fourth quarter of play. Is there something about the decision-making, the complimentary football, the turnover margins in the fourth quarter that you feel like as a coach, for someone that's been doing it as long as you have, an area where you can say, guys, we're just simply not getting it done in the fourth quarter, and here's why?
Well, I don't think it was necessarily the fourth quarter. That was a little bit. I mean, you know, you can go back as far as Western Carolina. You know, it was a nothing-nothing game, you know, after the first quarter. And again, I think we committed three turnovers in the second quarter. But, I think it's more about reacting to adversity.
Gotcha.
And right now, you know, we start eight freshmen or sophomores on defense. And I think that certainly plays a little bit of a part. But just handling adversity, you know, and – you know, we had a kid that, you know, they had to stop the game for 20 minutes the other day. The first play of the second half, had to carry him off. He's doing great. I'm not sure how we reacted to that. That's a tough thing to sit. I mean, me as a coach, it was a tough thing to sit there and watch. Yeah. We lost a young man a year and a half ago. So I think I'm not sure how we reacted, because at that point it was a 7-point game. So it's just being able to handle adversity, you know. A ball gets thrown over here. Okay, well, let's go play the next series. You know, we turn it over. Okay, let's go play. No different when you do some good stuff. you got to handle success as well too. And I think that's probably the thing that we've got to continue to get the best, get better at. Because again, you watch all year and we've played some really good football. I mean, when you go to look at where we were a year ago, you know, after losing all those 41 seniors in 2023, and we're not even close to the same team. You know, we're that much better. We're not where we want to be because we have high expectations. But, you know, again, it's handling adversity. It's trusting what you've been coached to do. And you know, we got to play with a little more energy. And I think sometimes when you have young guys that are so focused on just trying to do their job, it's a little harder to pull the guy beside you along. And, you know, those are things we just got to continue to get better at.
Talking to Clay Hendricks, head football coach of the Furman Paladins. Chance to close out the season on a strong note with VMI, a team that has, you know, had their struggles over the course of this season. Outside of just scoreboard, because that's easy stuff to look at and kind of gloss over what's happened in the game, in what ways are you hoping for sort of get-right opportunities against VMI?
Well, you know, the whole focus this week for us just let's worry about us. Mm. And, you know, I tell you what's unique about them. They're a really unique bunch on defense, just schematically. You know, it's one of those, I've been doing this a long time when I was an offensive line coach, just like, how do they even call that defense to tell them where to line up? So I think when, you know, it's kind of like preparing for a triple option team, you know, when you hadn't seen that. So they're a little different. So preparation-wise, you know, I just told our team, you know, communication on that side of the ball is going to be important, you know, getting a body on a body. And, you know, but I think when you see those kinds of looks, it creates a lot of opportunities for you if you can execute, you know, at a high level. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And again, I thought there were some times in the last couple of weeks where we played as well as we played on offense, if we could just clean up some of the mistakes. And, you know, defensively, I think it gives us a chance to, you know, kind of what they do gives us a chance to attack them a little bit. And I just like to see us do that. Again, I think we've been playing a little bit of this afraid to make mistakes, you know, kind of football, and that needs to change.
Coach, it's senior day Saturday at Paladin Stadium. When you talk about this group of seniors, what makes them special?
Well, I think anytime you talk about a Furman, you know, a Furman football player or a young man that goes to school at Furman, they're a pretty special young man. I think the fact that I spoke the other day about just these parents, you know, what they've done to have a young man that can just get admitted to our school and come here and do well and then actually play football at a high level. You know, they've been part of two NCAA playoff teams, a conference championship team. Just terrific young man. And, you know, I tell you what, they're prepared well. They'll all graduate. I think, you know, senior days are a little different now. You've got guys with extra years, and you've got guys – we got a few guys that are walking that say they're coming back next year. We've got a few grad guys. So I think each group's a little bit different. But I think they're incredibly well prepared. I think I would put our graduates up against anybody at any level as far as what they're doing, you know, when they leave this place. And I think I take a lot of pride in the fact that, you know, Furman football has had a big say in making these guys, you know, hopefully they're going to be, you know, I think there will be great husbands and fathers and community leaders and business leaders, and I really think that's kind of what our place has done for young men.
Yeah, Coach, still a couple of games left to go. Two more. You got VMI and then Clemson. So I don't want to talk about it as if the season is over, but is there a guy or two on this roster that you could definitely see yourself hiring one day, put them on your staff?
Oh, I'm sure there are. You know, I hadn't thought that far ahead. One thing I hope they're all smart enough not to go into coaching. You know? I tell you what, we got a guy right now, Hugh Ryan. I don't know if you remember, he was an old Dutch Fork kid. He was a great player for us. And he's been with us now two seasons. And, you know, we had three different guys that year. It's maybe the it's been a while since we've had that many guys that wanted to do the coaching aspect of it. And, you know, one of them was Callie Chizik, who was Gene Chizik's son. And Callie was with us a year. Now Callie's a graduate assistant at the University of Missouri. Mm. We got another kid, Nikki Kuzemka, who did the same thing, was with us now, is at James Madison. And then Hugh stuck with us for 2 years. And, you know, he'll be the first guy we'll hire when we get an opportunity, you know, to a full-time role. But he does a lot of big stuff for us now. He works with Tommy Spanger and our safeties and with our special teams. He's got an awfully bright future as a coach. And I don't know, and I think we may have some of those guys, but again, I hope most of them are smart enough to go do something other than coach.
Maybe well, they'll keep their hair a little bit longer, Coach.
That's right. Coach.
You know, hey, and in the world today, I mean, our AD, we had a department meeting the other day, and Jason Donnelly was talking about, you know, they'll write books about what's happened in the last few years in the NCAA, in college athletics. And I said, yeah, I think I've lived it through my entire head coaching career. It's been during this time. And I was just looking at the number of things. You know, for I think the other 30-plus years of my coaching career, you know, a big thing was when they changed the signing day. You know, and now that would be nothing. but just every day there seems to be something different going on. So every day's been kind of a new experience here for a few years.
Well, Coach, as always, appreciate the heck out of you. Best of luck Saturday at home in front of your home crowd one more time this year, and we'll talk to you next week.
That'd be great. Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.